station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, April 8th, and we're here with you on time every time, folks.
We are.
We are here to entertain.
I don't know about on time.
Well, we are on time today, so today, that's what matters.
That's true.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's a beautiful Monday morning. We have a view.
We have
a billboard to look at.
Yeah.
And everybody's happy.
And a Just Jaguar shop. But I don't really see any Jaguars, so that's
no Jaguars in the Jaguar shop.
No, you know, I'm not really a fan of Jags anyway.
Yeah, they're not.
They're like the snooty, pretentious cars that, like, see, my grandma drives one. Mm-hmm. So, and, like, my grandparents always have driven Jags.
Right.
So I look at it as, like, just, like, the older, slower-paced, you know, senior citizen car.
That's what it is, you know. And they try to draw some young drivers with their smaller cars and stuff. But they haven't been that successful.
Well, what's really funny is that a guy that I used to work for, like a year or 2 years ago, he had a Jag, and he was younger than I was. And then it's funny because I found out my ex now has a Jag, and I'm like,
really?
What a loser. Who drives a Jag around when you're young? I'm sorry. It's like qualifies, like you have to be 65 and up in order to get a Jag, in my opinion. You know? Or it's like the Caddy. Although Caddies can be sexy. Certain Cadillacs, but
yeah, some Cadillacs,
I mean,
are cool.
Every old person drives Cadillacs too. Like that's how it was. It was always funny. Like my grandpa always drove a Cadillac, and my grandmom was the Jag. Like my whole life.
Yeah,
so
it's like the stereotypical thing. Yeah,
like I get their nice cars, but they remind me of old fogey cars.
Yeah, they are.
I just got, oh, they are. I don't know. Yeah.
That's what they're targeted at. So there you go. You know.
The luxury older people.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not feeling so hot this morning.
Why? What's the matter?
I don't know. It's like my stomach is like not nice today.
Really? Did you eat something?
I had a banana. Mm-hmm. I'm just been really nauseous. I don't know. I think I'm dehydrated. I went. Okay, so this is crazy. So I got up at 5 a.m. this morning.
This morning.
Wide awake.
Wow.
Could not sleep. So wide awake, and I was like, okay, I'll just work on the computer for a little bit. So I did. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, it's 7 a.m. now. And then I went to hot yoga.
Uh-huh. God, I wish I could get up like that. You know, it's like you feel like I can't sleep anymore, you know? I wish.
Yeah. And so I went to hot yoga. And I haven't been back in a while because of my ankle.
Right.
You know, and it was good going. And, you know, it's funny. I realized that, I'm totally dehydrated because I can tell my tongue is
really?
Like,
do you have water weird. There?
I do.
Okay,
but
good.
I can tell, like, you know, I can tell this sounds weird. It sounds like my tongue, or it feels like my tongue is swollen.
Really?
And that's when I know I'm dehydrated.
Wow.
I know.
So how can you be dehydrated? I mean, what? You've been working out without
the weekend
drinking?
And then I think last night too. So I didn't drink last night, but I think I came back and I was so hungry and I was tired. I didn't feel like going to the store. So I ordered, thank you, green leaves. Vegan. But I don't eat soy and it's vegan food, so like you have to figure out, you know. I got pineapple pancakes. I had to.
Really?
So I had those and then
Are those good?
Oh my God.
Really?
So good. But they're gluten free.
Yeah.
You know? So and then I had a huge thing of spinach, like steamed spinach. Uh-huh. Because see their vegetables are really good. And then I had celery and ranch.
Oh God.
That was my dinner. I know it was weird, but that's what I ordered.
Know. Oh my God. How can you possibly enjoy the food you're eating? I mean
it
all
sounds
so like
it was so good, but separately.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to try vegan food sometime because I think the people just suffer.
I didn't suffer. No. I had the sweet from the pineapple pancakes.
Yeah, that's
and the
true.
Syrup. And then I had a huge thing of, you know, steamed spinach.
Right. You see, I just can't get excited about spinach.
I love spinach. I really love spinach. Yeah, it came with the sauce, but I didn't put the sauce on it. Uh-huh. I wanted to feel not guilty for eating the pancakes, so I didn't put any sauce or anything else.
Yeah.
And then I had celery.
celery
with a
ranch.
a little bit of ranch. I'm not okay. like a big sauce person, like right. a teeny, just a little bit for a flavoring on the end. That's mm. it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was, and then I.
And that's what your meal?
Yeah, and I had coconut okay. water. Oh. Like they gave me a coconut. They cut it in half for you, uh-huh. and then you can drink out of it.
Wow, like natural.
Yeah,
huh?
Completely. I love it's that. An organic place. I love it.
Yeah.
So I had that. So you would think I'd be okay.
Yeah.
And then I passed out at like 9.
Wow.
I guess. Something like that. And then, yeah, I was up at 5. Like, forget it.
Wow. Totally, like, your schedule's totally screwed up. I mean, as far as, like, going to sleep at 9, getting up at 5. I mean, that's not like you, is it?
No, I don't. I'm not really sure why. It's weird. I have a lot on my mind. But, yeah, so anyway, I went to hot yoga, and that was cool. And I've decided now that I don't like Bikram at all.
What's
I don't
that?
Like it. It's a certain kind of yoga.
Oh, okay.
So here's the thing. I never really, like, understood the differences between all the yogas. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't really. I don't get the point of breathing, like, a million times before you start and then a million times after. And here's the thing. If I don't know why you do something, I won't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't.
So
you've
got to have an explanation.
I need to know why.
Yeah.
If it makes sense to me, then I'll consider it, you
right.
know? But if it doesn't make any sense to me, I'm like, why am I doing this? Why don't I just come 10 minutes later?
Right.
Like, that's annoying. You know, I'd rather be, like, stretching. And
right.
it's hot yoga, too, so that's cool.
Right.
And I enjoy hot yoga. And it is about, I mean, I am so sore from this weekend. I'll get into the reality rally from this weekend.
Okay.
I am so sore that I can barely move.
Really?
So I forced myself to go to yoga so that I could stretch it out
right.
and be able to walk today. Because I can't function. It hurts to walk.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So...
You know, that's interesting because I just marked a story here that says why stretching may not help before exercise.
I agree with that. Okay,
do
good.
You?
Okay, tell me what that says.
Because they're saying it doesn't reduce injury that way, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it does. I think after you exercise,
mm-hmm.
well, no, I don't even think you should do it after. Honestly, I wait till the next day.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's
I don't know.
It sounds
logical to stretch before and after,
right.
you know. But they're saying it actually impairs the strength and speed in some athletes.
Hmm.
So that's pretty interesting, you know.
I guess. I mean, yeah. I know yoga in general helps like speed up healing process of your own inner body and whatnot. But
right.
and it was cool, like you know, being there today, the lady was laughing at me. The whole class I didn't realize was laughing at me. Well, it was a packed room. Everyone's you know very serious. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm on the side of my room by myself. You know, the lady made some comments, and I'm like, well, I can't do anything on the right side.
Right.
Like, the balance is just, it's not happening. Because it was so hot in there,
mm-hmm.
all my joints were swelling up, and I could feel my ankle so swollen. It's already swollen.
Wow.
And it's, like, more swollen, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not even going to attempt to do half this right now because
yeah.
I'm not going to break it more. You know, so... So that everyone knew, like, something, because she kept saying, she knows everyone's names.
Right.
So she's like, Progetta, and I was like, okay, look, my whole right side is screwed from a motorcycle crash, so it is what it is. Like,
right.
that's what I said, like, you know. So she was funny, and she like, worked with me and everything, but it's like, I mean, I got the stretching part, and that's mm-hmm. fine. I just want more of a challenge.
Right.
So I like vinyasa, like, you have no idea, but I like different kinds of yoga now, and I now yeah. realize it, and I think she's like... They were yelling at me because I use a towel. Okay, this may be... I know you've got pet peeves. Everyone has pet peeves. My pet peeve is if I'm hot and sweaty, I can't touch my own sweat. It freaks me out.
Really?
I can't explain it to you. It is like an the crazy OCD thing that I have. I just can't mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Wow.
It reminds me of like if you were to take nails and scratch them down the chalkboard, that's what it's like for me to
wow.
touch sweat.
Really?
Oh, I can't do it. Oh my God, it freaks me out.
Even your own, huh?
My own.
Wow.
My other people, when your hands get watery, mm-hmm. like that water, you know what I mean? Like you're in the bathtub forever. That feeling freaks me out beyond
yeah.
belief. Like I can't even explain it to you.
Yeah.
I just, oh, want to throw up. Like, it's
wow.
awful. So, when I'm really... And I like being, you know, hot and sweaty yoga because you lose more weight and I feel like I'm doing something in a way. But and it's like cleansing.
Right.
But if I can't touch my own feet, I just can't... You can touch my sweatiness. I can't touch
you don't,
it.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
I can't touch yours
yeah.
or anyone else's. It just... repulses me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm so I have no idea.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, we don't use towels in Bikram. That's what she says to me. And
yeah.
I'm like, what? She's because I have the towel wrapped around my foot in order to touch it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I just can't touch my foot. It's sweaty. I can't do it. And she's like, wipe it off. I'm like, no, it just gets sweaty. I don't want to feel the slipperiness.
Right.
Oh my God. And it's not just my hands. If I touch my feet and they're sweaty, they get ticklish, like that nonstop irritating itch that never goes away. Yeah, that's what happens too. So I won't do it.
Yeah.
So it's like this funny thing. Well, I don't realize that, like, apparently this is like funny to people in class. So afterwards, she's like, no talking, you know, in the meditation area. Well, this guy comes up to me and he's like, I just want to let you know, you are so funny. And I'm like, why am I funny? And he's like, he's like, do you know every time that you touched your feet with the towel, then you wiped your face with it? And I go, that's not it. My feet are clean. That's not it. And it's an antimicrobacterial towel, by the way, which doesn't even need to be washed. Like, this towel is like,
really?
Oh my God, wow. I got this towel at a gift suite like a year ago. It's called Sweaties.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. And they're selling them everywhere now. It's antibacterial. Well, anyway, you'll think I'm crazy, but I know what side I wipe my feet with and what side I wipe my face.
Right.
One side that has a zipper on it is my face side. The other side is my foot side. Okay. So no, I did not switch.
So the guy didn't realize what you had going
anyway,
on.
Anyway, it was this whole like thing, and a bunch of people came up to me at the end, and they had noticed that and had said something, and I just thought that was, I wanted to share it. I don't know why, but I did.
Well, thank you very much.
But do you ever get like that? Like, I don't know, you've got to have some kind of weird thing that... Right?
I do have weird things. I don't know about sweat, though. You know, no? I mean, there's other things, yeah. Like, I mean, I've got a lot of things. I don't like when people go to the bathroom and don't close the door behind them, you know. That's gross, you know.
Well, I do that.
Do you?
Okay. Well, if I'm just peeing, I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's gross.
If it's one of my very close friends, girlfriends,
right,
or it's my boyfriend,
then you can do it.
I will pee with the door open. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm having a conversation. Why? Yeah. I feel like, even though I know I'm loud, I feel like you can't hear me. And I need to have the door open.
Yeah, but it's not very sexy. I mean, to do it like around
your
lover or something.
I'm not trying to be sexy.
Yeah, but
I'm...
around your lover and stuff, you know, it could be a turnoff. You know, if you do it with a guy.
I never asked.
With, yeah, you never asked.
Well, I don't care if he's peeing with the door. So what?
Yeah. No, I know, but, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't really think about it that much.
Yeah.
But
just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's true.
I mean, it's just pee. It's not a big deal.
Well, yeah, you know.
Really?
I don't know. I don't even like hearing people pee. You know, it's just weird.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone has their own.
Yeah, because I don't like people hearing me, so maybe that's why, you know.
Oh.
It goes both ways.
I don't care if anyone hears you pee.
Really?
It's just pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Yeah. Do you have any other weird things?
I do have a lot, I think. A lot of weird things. I don't know. I can't think of any right now. But if I do, I'll bring it up and stuff. That's funny.
Yeah, because I didn't even realize that it was like an OCD thing or anything. I don't think it is. I just can't. It's the feeling of it drives me insane. The woman at the, you know, the teacher was like, we'll get you over this. And I'm like, no, you won't.
Yeah.
The thing is I sweat more than most people. But only my hands and feet, which is weird. And it's been that way my whole life, to the point of where like doctors have actually said, you know, we have this lotion you can put on and it takes... I'm like, why would I want myself to stop from sweating?
Right.
I like being able to, like, get whatever is out of my body.
Right.
For whatever reason, I just happen to sweat more in my hands and my feet.
Right.
I just don't want to be touched there, ever.
You know, it's funny because I happen to be the same way. You know, my feet are, like, sweaty all the time in the shoes, in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And, and the hands can get sweaty sometimes too, you know?
Yeah, no one would hold my hand when I was younger. I used to get made fun of, like, you have clammy hands. And we would, like, you know, hold hands in school or, like, first circle, and nobody would do it. And I would be like,
clammy hands.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But I can't touch other sweaty things.
Yeah.
It just freaks me out. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They are saying there's something to reduce sweating and stuff. I don't know what that is, but
yeah, there's this, you know, there's a certain thing
that's probably not good.
That's
not
what
to
I'm
sweat,
saying.
Huh?
It's not good because it's your body's natural reaction to push things out.
Right.
It's a way of cleansing. Why would I want to stop that?
Right.
To clog my pores?
Right.
No. Yeah. I mean, that's going to cause other issues. So I don't need your medication, pharmaceutical, blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah.
Chalk helps. That's natural. Cool. But I don't need it.
Right.
Unless I'm climbing a rope.
Yeah.
Which I was the girl. I was in gymnastics all the time.
Uh-huh.
So I would stick my hands in the chalk. Because I couldn't do anything.
Because
I was so slide. And of course, my thing was bar. So I was constantly on the bar. But you have to, like, can't have clammy hands.
Right.
Yeah, so that was... That and balance beam was my other thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we have a guest calling in, so let's go ahead and take that. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Morning, this is Jason Fox.
Hi, Jason.
Jason, good morning. Thank you for calling in. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm in Atlanta.
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. Even hotter this week with the NCAA championship tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Basketball. Blah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't like basketball.
yeah. So is that where you live in Atlanta, or are you just visiting? You just traveling?
Yes, I live here.
Oh, I see. Cool, cool. So people actually live in Atlanta.
What do you mean, people? It's a beautiful city.
I know.
I
heard of
gorgeous.
It.
Gorgeous.
It's a beautiful city. People do come and go a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But it's a great city.
Been
here for about 12 years now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, so the reason you're calling in, Brigetta, go ahead.
Well, he's the author of a book called, it's Skinny, and correct me if I'm wrong, so I don't have it right in front of me, but it was Skinny Sexy Bride.
Right.
That's it.
Yep. So do you want to...
That's it.
That's it. Actually, I gave a copy to my girlfriend who's getting married in 2 weeks. So
oh,
she was
wow.
really excited.
That's
yeah.
cool. Now, how does a guy happen to write about brides? Tell us a little bit about
well,
that.
Well, good question. I've been a personal trainer for about a decade now, and my practice is exclusively for brides. Those are the only groups that I train.
Wow.
They're always eager. They're always motivated.
Wow.
And they've got a deadline. So they're great clients to have.
You also must be really good at dealing with a lot of drama.
There's a lot of drama.
Oh, my God. The flowers didn't do this. Oh, my God. No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
You must be a good therapist,
yes,
too.
Yes, I think I'm a counselor, psychiatrist yeah. at the same time.
Yeah. So how long?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
How long have you been doing this now?
Oh, I've been training for over 10 years.
Oh, so but with brides, 10 years.
With right? brides, probably exclusively for 7 years.
I
wow.
see. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, so they're very motivated to lose weight, I would imagine, before the wedding and everything. So
I
so
would say.
Yeah. So you've been working with brides to be, and you decided that, hey, you know, I'll write a book about this and help people out in preparing for the wedding.
Yeah, I can only train so many people at once, and honestly, my client book is getting bigger and bigger. So I thought writing a book and getting the information out would be a great way to really help these brides alleviate a lot of wedding stress. You know, when you're getting ready for a wedding. I don't know how many different programs will tell you you need to work out 5 or 6 days a week for an hour each time,
right.
go hire an expensive personal trainer. There's a much easier way that requires much less time, and that's what Skinny Sexy Bride is all about.
Right. And your website does say, you know, lose weight for your wedding in 1 hour per week. How is that possible?
1 hour per week. All it takes yeah. is 1 hour. Everybody thinks, there's a big myth in the fitness industry that you have to slave away at the gym, but if you actually concentrate on the appropriate exercises and do 3 workouts of 20 minutes, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you can accomplish all of your fitness goals.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Everyone thinks when they're working out, if you work out more, you'll get better results.
Right.
Not necessarily.
Really?
Your body needs to rest.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't recommend doing this every day, huh?
No, definitely not every day.
Okay.
Not every day. It's
yeah.
a pretty intense program. You know, it'll get your muscles sore. It's great for toning and cardio. But you need at least a day or two between each session so your body can rebuild, recharge, and you've got plenty of wedding errands to take care of. So it works with that, with the busy bride schedule perfectly.
So, right. you know, and I think that's perfect, too, because it's not just... it's a busy bride schedule for you, but I mean, I could use it as just being a busy person or not really wanting to, you know, work
right.
out.
Exactly. It's perfect for people who want to be in shape, but they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they feel guilty if they can't do 4 or 5 days a week. You don't
right.
need to. You can do it from home. And, you know, here's a little secret. It's the exact same program that I use myself. You know, I'm a busy personal trainer. I've got client meetings all day long, every day, and I've got to stay in shape because... I'm my own business card.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it sounds interesting. You know, I mean, obviously you found a great market and a great niche
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And I think people will be encouraged to know it doesn't require going every day
mm-hmm.
to lose weight and get in shape so you can get into your wedding dress.
Now, do you talk about
exactly.
diet and stuff as well?
Diet is probably 70% of the fitness results
mm-hmm.
that you're going to get.
Wow.
It's that important. So I do spend a lot of time in the book going over, you know, the appropriate diet, and there's also a lot of confusion in that realm, but I really focus on, instead of doing a complicated calorie counting or point systems, you know, I really just recommend someone go get a bowl that's about the size of their stomach capacity,
mm-hmm.
and fill that bowl up, measure their meals 3 times a day.
You know, and then I always feel, it's so funny that you say that, because last night, like, I ordered a lot, and I shoved it all in my mouth. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, that was way too much food. And it was, I mean, it was pancakes, but it was also, you know, my spinach, and but even though the rest of it was healthy, I mean, it's still, like, my stomach stretching, right? Anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm so sick today.
Yeah. So it's better, you know, a lot of programs will tell you should eat 5 or 6 smaller meals each day. I don't really advocate that, because all it is an invitation to eat 5 or 6 regular-sized meals every day, and it forces you to eat at unnatural times.
Yeah.
Right.
You've got to stop in the morning and have a snack. You've got to have another snack in the afternoon. That's really interruptive to your day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that would get you the opposite results.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So now tell us where people can find out more information and where they can find the book as well.
Sure. Well, the book is on Amazon. So just cruise over there and search for Skinny Sexy Bride. We've got Kindle and paperback copies.
Great.
You can also order the book through our website, which is skinnysexybride.com.
Right. And I see it's a wealth of information. If you guys go to the website, there's a lot of stuff here for preparing for your wedding, how to eat, honeymoon, and so forth. So it sounds like you're really addressing the whole concept of the wedding here, and that's pretty cool, you know, like a complete program for women to prepare for their wedding. Now, what rate of weight loss can people expect? I mean, if they come to you like a couple months before the wedding, is that like too late, or, you know?
No, you can really, I think 60 days is probably the minimum if you want to lose, you know, 10 or 15 pounds, but it really just depends on where you're starting.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, if they've been eating unhealthy and they're starting an exercise program for the first time, you can have some pretty dramatic changes early on.
Oh.
Otherwise, if you've been exercising pretty consistently and you generally eat well, your weight loss might not be as aggressive, but you'll certainly learn a thing or two and probably make your life much, much easier.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it occurred to me, you don't really have to be a bride to be in order to subscribe to this program. Because
I think,
you know,
for anyone who's busy.
Yeah, you know, and anybody that wants to lose weight and under a good program where you don't like overexert yourself, this
You're
sounds
right.
pretty good.
Working
yeah.
For
yeah.
Executives,
yeah.
Single parents, anyone who's crunched for time.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Do you have a Twitter or Facebook handle you want to give a shout out for that too, or?
Sure, you can find us at Jason Fox Fitness or at Skinny Sexy Bride.
Awesome.
Sounds good. Jason Fox, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. When did the book come out? Is that pretty recent?
It came out last June, and it's been sitting on the Amazon bestseller list in the wedding category since then.
Very
awesome.
Nice.
Good for you.
Very nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, check out Jason at skinnysexybride.com, and go out and get the book. Sounds interesting. And thank you, Jason. Thanks again.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
See, that's something I could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's that, and then there's another thing called the 4-hour body.
4-hour body.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like
what's involved
there? Work out 4 hours a week. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's better for, like I mean, men, I would say, or people who eat meat, because it's like
right.
a high protein, and then you just work out 4 hours a week.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Wow,
you get
that
ripped.
Sounds pretty... Really?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty promising.
Yeah.
And what, like an hour every time or what? 2 hours?
No, I don't think it's that much either. I think it's like 20 minutes or half hour here and there or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember because I didn't really follow it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm going to get back into my regimen. I mean, like today was a good start. I'm going to start doing yoga every morning at 7 a.m. And like, I mean, and I, like I said, I found out that I don't like Bikram, and it's because I don't like the fact that I can't. I like normal yoga where I can use the straps and things like that.
Right.
I like that. I don't like this breathing crap that you do for like 10 minutes before, 10 minutes after. But I have a month-long program there, so I might as well use it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm going to go every day, or at least during the week, and, you know,
yeah, check it out. If it makes you feel good, you know, you might as well do it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just not normal yoga. That's why. It's weird. I like, you know, doing all the other stuff, all the poses.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is just different. It's weird. It's weird. It's really weird, but
it
whatever.
It is weird, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. I need to get a little more active, I'm telling you.
You joined a gym and then you were like, I'm over it.
Maybe I need to join a different gym, you know? I mean, that was just like...
See, I need to do the classes. That's me. I have to be in a class or I'm like... And it's funny because even today she's like, for those of you that are fidgety, you know, just stop it. And then she'd be like, freeze. And I'm like, so then I like froze. And then she was laughing. She's like, oh my God, you're so funny. I like froze in midair. Like, she was cracking up. And I'm like, apparently I'm everyone's class clown today. I didn't even mean to be. I didn't even know people were like looking at me and laughing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm so like all over the place. But that's why I need to be in a class.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm like, eh.
That makes sense. You know, when I used to work out back in my 20s, 30s, I would go, I mean, back then, like, aerobics was very popular.
Yeah.
You know? So I would still be, like, one of two guys in the whole class. But I loved it. You know, it's like dancing. You know, it's really good on your heart. And you can feel that you work out, you know. It's not like...
See, I don't like just, aerobics.
No?
No. Mm. I like spin. I mean, what really works is spin class.
Yeah.
I'd say spin class and yoga. If you were to just do that, you'd be fine.
That's good enough, huh?
It depends what kind of yoga, but yeah, you would be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't get into spinning, man. It seems like too hard for me.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Depends on the teacher, though. I mean, it has to be good music, and it's got to be a good teacher, because there's some classes where you're on that bike, and they're making you do push-ups on the bike.
Really?
And you're like, what? This is crazy. And then they're like, okay, left arm only, now right arm, then this, then that. And then you're like, up, down, like, whatever. Right. It actually is like, wow.
Wow.
If you have a good teacher and you're taking the hard class, you walk out not being able to move.
Right.
And you drop weight quickly, too. Yeah. You're just constantly sweating in there.
Yeah, it's very important these days to work out, because we sit on our asses so much, you know?
It's true.
And, you know, everybody busy working and stuff and just sitting around all day, you know? And that's pretty bad.
I'm going to call my workout the Skinny Sexy Summer.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds pretty good.
I'll get to it that way.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so we had two deaths over the weekend. Margaret Thatcher, you remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, she's gotten pretty old, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that.
And... I think she was like 80-something, 87 or something, because I think she lived from 1925.
She was the Thornbirds.
Yeah, 1925. What's that?
The Thornbirds.
What Thornbirds?
The movie, The Thornbirds. It was a book.
Oh, about her?
Yeah, no, she wrote it, I think.
Margaret Thatcher. Yeah. That was the Prime Minister of England. Confusing.
No, I'm talking about the author.
Margaret Mead?
The writer. I don't know. I need to Google it now. I shoved my phone on the floor because someone kept trying to like call me over and over.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no, Margaret Thatcher. She was the prime minister of, you know, the first woman.
I don't care.
Prime minister. You don't care?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Now I need to find out Margaret Thornbirds. Who else died? And then didn't Ebert die from Siskel and
Ebert? Yeah, Roger Ebert died, and he was
Margaret Mitchell.
Margaret Mitchell.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Gone with the Wind and the Thornbirds.
Oh, okay.
Okay. See, I was close. It was Margaret.
I know, the moment you said Thornbirds, I said, she's not talking about the same person.
Whatever.
No, this woman was a lot more important than writing the Thornbirds.
The Thornbirds was amazing. And then she wrote Gone with the Wind, The Scarlet Letter, and The Thornbirds, and that whole series. And one of my favorite authors. I just confused
really?
It for
Did me. You ever read Gone with the Wind, or only saw the movie? Did you read it?
No, I read that, all of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite. I was a bookworm when I was younger.
Yeah.
I like a lot of British writers.
Do you really?
I know. Weird.
That's cool.
I watch all like the British old films.
Yeah.
I know.
It's cool. Yeah. I mean, it's got a certain feel to it. I agree. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, the British culture is very, it's similar to us and it's inspiring to us because that's where America really started from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And so I think the fascination with the UK is that we're so different and yet we're so alike yet so different.
Yep.
You know,
no,
so
you're totally right.
Ways, you know?
Yeah. And no, it's funny because, like, I think about it now and it's like any movie that any, like, old, like, Keira Knightley's in a lot of them.
Right.
Pretty much. Anything that she's in is what I pretty much like.
Yeah.
I know, weird.
She's good. Well, yeah.
She's in, like, all, like, the remakes of, like, the Bronte sisters,
right,
or like Jane Austen
all the
books.
Yeah, the period
yeah,
movies.
See, those
yeah
are my favorite. I think yeah I lived in another lifetime.
Probably, yeah.
During that life.
Victorian
like, that
times.
Yeah, I think yeah I what? Because I'm obsessed with Victorian times.
Wow.
Like anything, any of those books or movies, like I have read them all or I've
yeah
watched them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe because it seems like very romantic times, you know? I mean, because most
I mean,
of these
a lot
movies
of them
are
more
romances,
love stories and
you know
stuff. But yeah, I mean, that Jane Austen was that. And she's actually one of the first notable female writers,
right,
like that were, because they were looked down upon for
yeah
so long. So her and the Bronte sisters.
Mm.
So I don't know. And it was funny because I actually played Charlotte Bronte in a play when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Do you still find time to read sometimes, or are you too busy for that?
I do. Right now it's mostly herbal books.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, at least you're reading something, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool, you know. It keeps your mind working.
So many books. It's just I don't have time yeah to. If I'm reading, it's because I'm studying.
Right.
So I need to do that.
Yeah. I know. I don't seem to have as much time to read anymore, but I still have to make time because to me it's like eating, you know. I have to do it, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
once you get used to it. I got way too much to read, though.
Yeah, like today, like food is disgusting me today. Like I was like,
right,
I don't know. I was like that yesterday, too, which is weird. I woke up and I was like, I don't want anything. Nothing's appealing to me.
Wow. Yeah, sometimes I have those days, you know.
It was just weird. I don't know why. Maybe I'm getting, like, I don't feel like I'm sick.
Mm.
But nothing's appealing to me. I'm like, all I want is a smoothie.
Wow, that's interesting.
But well, I don't know where I'm going to find a good smoothie. So now I got to go to Whole Foods after this and go make my own.
Really? Why? Don't they have good smoothies around?
Because I have it in my head what I want. And
yeah,
like, no one's going to make what I want.
Yeah.
I know this sounds crazy, but I get these weird, crazy, like, cravings all the time.
Really?
And I imagine it because I'm so creative and imaginable that I can already taste it. So if I don't go and fulfill that, and then I want nothing. Everything else disgusts me. I know that's weird, but that is one of my
yeah, it is weird.
Peeves.
It's very weird.
I know. But anyway, I'm
well,
getting
smoothies.
Yeah, because I don't like Jamba Juice. I mean, I'll go to Jamba Juice if I like have to.
Right.
But I just feel like it's, even though I see that they're putting fruit in there.
Right.
It doesn't. It looks like, you know, frozen fruit.
It
like,
is frozen fruit.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Just I don't know. Gross.
I know. They have to freeze it, though, because they have to get, like, big supplies.
Yeah,
you know?
I get it. I just don't like it. It doesn't feel natural to me.
Right. Yeah, it's not the same when it's frozen. That's for sure, you know?
So weird, I know.
Yeah.
And, like for example, I went to a shop yesterday, and if it looks like Jamba Juice,
mm-hmm,
like, if they have crazy colors all over the place, I'm automatically turned away from the store.
Yeah.
Even though it'll say, like, organic juice, like it did at this place, I'm looking inside, it's way too bright colors, and I'm thinking, oh my God, it's all frozen. Ugh.
Oh, well. But, yeah, I told you I started liking sushi, right? Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, I was like totally like anti-sushi.
Well, whenever
well
you,
not anti. I just,
love sushi.
Yeah, because I just wouldn't try it. You know,
that's
I thought
what we should
raw
do
fish
here
and stuff.
We have this huge room. We could put a whole sushi bar table here.
Yeah.
That's what we should do.
So I decided to try it a few months ago, and ever since then, it's like I get cravings for sushi all the time.
Oh, I do too.
So we have it like at least twice a week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. And this place, like near my house, they make like, you know, those small barbecue ribs that they make in Japanese restaurant? I don't know if you've seen them. They're like
yeah, I don't
about
eat them.
The size of a silver dollar or something.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't eat meat.
Yeah, I wouldn't
but
know
it's the best. Ah, it's like, you know, they put it on the grill and
it's
then
the
it
best
comes out and it's just the best. Yeah.
You love it long time?
I live a long time
you
with
love
the meat.
It. You love it long
oh,
time?
Oh, love it long time, yeah. I like my meat, what can I
oh,
say?
Oh, my. Anyway, speaking of which, I forgot to totally, it just reminded me of a skit that we did at Reality Rally. So Reality
yeah
Rally was this past weekend.
Yes, okay.
That was fun. It was,
so
you
did
know,
you compete at all?
We did. I came
yeah
in 12th.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, considering your foot and everything.
your
ankle.
Actually,
whatever.
I mean, there were like over, there were like 60 teams, I think, 59 teams.
Wow.
And the only reason the first three came in the first three is because they were allowed two skips. If you raise over a certain amount of money, over $6,000, then you get to skip two events.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
We went through every single one, and the top three had got two skips. And then I think number four had a skip. So technically, we came in like eighth place, I guess, if you didn't look at the skips.
Okay.
Anyway, never mind.
Wow.
Well, because they were allowed to skip something, you know? We weren't. We didn't raise that much money.
Yeah.
We just went through.
So how many people were in your team?
Four. There's four to every team.
Okay. Yeah. Did you know them before?
These people? Well, the one person, yes. The other two, no.
No. Okay.
The other two were actually two other reality stars from Cupcake Wars. We're going to have them on here.
Really? Cupcake Wars?
Yeah.
Well, what the hell kind of a show is that?
Cupcake Wars?
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge. It sounds like it's like 10th season.
I've never heard of it. Are you serious? And it's a reality show.
I don't know. It's been on for a couple of years.
Right.
Yeah.
And what do they do? Make cupcakes?
Yeah, it's some big... like everyone in like foodie people, they all know it. I don't watch it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it's the Food Network. I don't know. I know it's a really big show.
Yeah.
I know it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Can you imagine being the star of Cupcake Wars?
Someone I know won one. I can't remember.
What kind of a title is that?
I don't know.
Yeah. So tell us of some of the competition you had to do there.
So, I mean, it was fun. So one of the things was like, okay, I think the climbing wall was probably, I didn't do that part, but it was really cool. So he had to climb the wall blindfolded.
Yeah.
Like one person on your team.
Oh, one person.
And it's a huge, like, wall.
Yeah. Wow.
So you have to climb, like, you're blindfolded and have to climb the climbing wall.
Jeez, man.
So, yeah. And then there was like, I mean, there's a bunch of like relay stuff. There's trivia about the town. Mm-hmm. You get to dress up a lot in different outfits. And there's like a silly little shooting stuff. There was like a Tom Sawyer thing where you had to paint the fence.
Really?
And then look, he had to keep painting the fence while all of us looked for an egg. No joke, an egg in a haystack.
Really?
And we're like trying to find the egg. We all broke out on our arms from the hay. Like, it's pretty funny. You have to run all over town. You have a map and you have to just kind of figure out which order you want to do things and get there. Then one of them was like, okay, you have all these props and then you have to create a play. It has to have, like, a name, beginning, and an ending. So we didn't know what we wanted to do. And by this point, all right, given we had a couple drinks in us. Because one of the things took an hour. Like, it was an hour wait to get in. So we put our name on the list, went and got drinks. And then we went to, like, some other place. Anyway.
Well, not the smartest thing, though, when you're competing.
It doesn't matter. We were done everything else. So it was the last one we were waiting to do.
All right.
So whatever. There's a bar next door. I might as well sit there and wait and sit outside, you know. So anyway, it was funny, and we went back inside, and we came up with the idea to, I don't even know why, we literally, like, made it up on the spot. It was Chinese food delivery.
Yeah.
And so they were on this little bike, and they delivered me and this other girl food, and I pretended to be an old lady, and I had one of those umbrellas, you know, the parasols. Well, I was like, I don't know, I can't explain it, you just had to see it. I can't explain it, it sounds totally stupid, and it totally was, but it was really funny.
Wow.
Anyway.
Sounds good.
So all different kinds of things.
So you met a lot of people. You probably met some of the people you know.
Yeah.
Some of the reality shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was neat. It was, I mean, fun.
That's a lot of people, though, huh? I mean, 60 teams, four people.
Yeah,
that's 250 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there were more. I don't know about last year, but the year before, I mean, there was a lot.
Wow, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, was there a crowd watching and stuff too?
Oh yeah, people are always
really
performing all over, and it's pretty funny. And then like the next day, the town was dead. Like nobody was there. Like what?
I know. Who goes to Temecula? You know.
It's cute town.
Is it a nice place?
Really
there?
Cute. Yeah.
Really.
I like that it's cute. I mean, it's like, but they like, God, it must be so boring.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool when we were all playing the games. Like it was packed and.
Right.
I didn't realize.
But some people prefer small towns, you know. They don't want to have to deal with the crowds.
I can't deal with knowing. I mean, I know not every single person. I know a lot of people in LA.
Yeah.
It's a big city. I know a lot. And I can't imagine living in a really small place where you literally do know everyone.
Yeah.
Because I would know everyone quickly. I know that. And then it would be like, oh my God, she crossed the street the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I know all the gossip.
Shut up.
Shit.
You know?
Yeah.
But,
well, let's see. What a couple of other things I wanted to bring this up. It says that baby's herpes linked to circumcision practice. Now, let me explain that to you. They're saying that some babies are getting herpes from their Jewish circumcision. And let me tell you what happens there. Some ultra-Orthodox Jews actually suck some of the blood from the penis after they cut it.
What?
Yeah, they discard it, but that's part of the tradition.
What?
Not many people do this.
Who sucks blood from a penis?
Yeah, from a baby's penis.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, but that just goes to show you, you know, that every religion's got its extremes.
Okay, that is just absolutely crazy, right. crazy, and shows about me even more how more whack they are than their weird outfits that they wear in the street.
Yeah.
That is just disgusting.
Right.
Like, that is, wow.
But that's a very ancient tradition, you know. And
for
whatever.
What? Sucking the blood out, like sucking venom out, or that is just, of a baby?
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
I know.
That's like raping a child.
Yeah.
No, and, it is.
Well, you know.
It is.
But well, the parents are there, you know, and people accept it, but you're right, you know.
Wait, who does the sucking?
The rabbi, the moel.
And you wonder why. Are you sure that there's not more rabbis raping kids than there are in the Catholic Church?
I don't know, man. But you're talking about eight-day-old babies, you know. I mean, this is not.
I don't care. That is disgusting.
Yeah. Well, some people think that circumcision in general is barbaric, you know. But it depends.
Well,
you know,
here's the thing on that. And so, okay, for example, I know somebody who's got a grandfather who's very old, like in their 80s or something, and he had to get circumcised recently because they have so many infections now that he can't pee.
Really?
And so it's causing all these issues when they're older. And so, of course, they had to have someone come to the house and do it because they're so old.
Yeah.
So, like, can you imagine being that old? And then I know someone else who was in their 20s, late 20s, and it's actually a friend of a friend, and they were having sex with somebody and it ripped.
Really? Wow.
You know,
the foreskin?
Yeah.
Wow.
How much pain this dude was in. So I'm sorry.
So you believe in circumcision?
Yeah.
Yeah, but just not in the extreme rituals that they have, you know?
That is absolutely horrifically disgusting. I'm sorry. Yeah. If I have a boy as a child, no one is touching his pee-pee.
Yeah.
That is just
gross. To cut it, though.
To cut it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that happens in the hospital.
Right.
I'm not Jewish, so I'm not.
Yeah, you haven't done it in the hospital, exactly.
Right.
But
no one is sucking blood off of that. Is just absolutely like, that is like child.
And they pass rape. Disease, you know? I mean, like I said, the babies get herpes and shit. I mean, my
That's
God.
That's just gross.
Yeah. But luckily, it's only practiced by a small number of Jews, you know? So just those really ultra-Orthodox ones, so.
Yeah, but there's a lot of that here.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
That's like. I mean, literally, if you go by the Grove and or out by Beverly Drive,
that's where
you know,
they
Miller,
all are.
That's where
Pico
they are.
Pico and Robertson.
Yeah, there's a ton. It's like, I mean, there's hundreds.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to look at them like they all have herpes.
Come on.
God, you'd want to be a woman in that society.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, you wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know. I said that wrong. God, to think that you're like a baby and be like, someone sucked the blood out of me. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting, man.
All right.
But, you know, I mean, these rituals started like in, you know, like hundreds, thousands of years
Hello?
Ago.
Hello, times have changed. They need to get with the picture. I mean,
it doesn't fit our times
anymore. It doesn't fit anything. It's like the, you know.
And they wonder why they're losing a lot of people from religion, you know. It's because it's alienating a lot of people, you know. People are just not going to go for this bullshit.
No.
Yeah.
Although I do like watching the Pennsylvania Dutch on their, like, horses.
Yeah.
That's about it, though.
Pennsylvania
the Quakers.
Dutch. What's that?
You don't know what Quakers are?
No.
Oh, my God. It's these people that don't have any electricity. They live like they're back in the 1800s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like the
You've
Amish?
Never, yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's Quaker and Amish there.
Okay. Wow.
We used to go up and just stare.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen that movie? What was it? God, I forget his name. The Dumb and Dumber guy.
He
played one of those guys. He played like one of
Not
the
Not Jim Carrey,
dudes.
But the other one?
The other one.
Yeah.
The blonde dude.
Yeah, it'll come back in a minute.
He played one of those like Amish dudes. It was a really funny movie. I can't remember. You should look it up because it was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think his name is Jeff something, isn't it?
It was really, I don't know. But it's really popular in Pennsylvania areas. There's a lot of that still.
Yeah. Wow.
I know. We used to go up and get all of our soaps from them.
Wow. Yeah. It's
like
funny. Do you remember a few months ago they convicted a few guys that went and cut off some other guy's beards? And they were all Amish and stuff. And I guess the beard is so important to them that they incarcerated them for assault, I guess.
That's so,
so yeah,
funny.
These people are crazy, man. Did you ever see the movie Witness? That was about the Amish also, where was it Jodie Foster that got raped? Or,
oh,
yeah,
and I then vaguely she, remember
yeah,
this.
Yeah, and then she had Kelly, whatever her name was her lawyer and stuff like that, and the witness was a little kid, Amish kid. Yeah, that was pretty good. It gives you a sort of like a look inside their society.
Right.
Do you remember Jenna Jameson?
Well,
she's not a writer, and she's not a former prime minister.
I know who she is.
She's an ex-porn star.
I know.
Okay. So, wow, there's a picture of her here. She's got like spiked hair, all
cut
shaved.
Off?
Yeah. Well,
ew.
Yeah, it's like spiked like a mohawk.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know why. But at any rate, she's charged with battery. I guess she beat up somebody, assaulted someone. They're not giving much information. They're not saying if it was a man or a woman.
She's probably drugs.
I don't know. Maybe someone just pissed her off. But that was in Newport Beach. And so they're not releasing a lot of information. They're not saying, they're saying that she probably knew her. So it was probably a friend. She said that she tweeted that she was robbed by a friend who broke into my home and took everything. So.
Well, and they deserve a beating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think it was them, though? I don't know, you know.
I don't know. Someone broke in my home and did it. But see, here's the thing. I wouldn't. I'm not going to say what I would do. I'm just going to shut up.
Yeah. You're going to chop off their dick or what?
I would send someone else to do it for me.
Yeah.
If I'm a notable known figure like her.
Yeah.
And I, whatever I do is going to, I'm going to have someone else handle it.
Right.
She's got a bodyguard.
Yeah.
She can hire him to do whatever he wants.
That's true.
He was protecting her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it was after the fact.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can come up with something.
I know, but she's become pretty rich. I read her book. She had a book called How to Make Love Like a porn star or something. And
making weird faces in the mirror.
So she said that she chose the right profession. You know, she says, I'm always sexual and I've been driven to succeed at something that hasn't been accepted by the American public. So I think I chose the right profession. Yeah, I guess for her it's good, you know.
I guess.
She's 38 years old now, man. She still looks good. You know, but yeah, she was like the biggest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And her and Tara Patrick also.
See, I've worked with Tara Patrick before, and it was this, what was it called? Strip poker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was helping the producers with the show,
mm-hmm.
and I was hosting the bikini. There was a bikini poker, and then there was a strip poker.
Okay.
So strip poker, she was the host of. Bikini poker, I was the host of.
Okay, nice.
And they were trying to sell it, and I think the strip poker got picked up.
Mm.
I can't remember. Whatever. It was, anyway, she stole all these items. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I was helping, like I said, produce the segments.
Mm-hmm.
And we had clothes that were borrowed. And we didn't have much money at all. And she was paid to be there.
Right.
She was so crazy. She stole all the clothing.
Are you serious?
From wardrobe.
Wow.
Even stuff that were other people's.
Uh-huh.
Like other girls that brought bags went missing. They're in her car. So I went and I saw her putting them in her car. And I went and I told them, like, go in her car. They're in her car. They're like... and her boyfriend, or I think now husband, was there, and he's really well-known porn guy, and he's crazy, and they were like...
Yeah, Evan, but they're not together anymore,
okay.
But he used to be, yeah.
He was so crazy
right.
that they
crazy
just
guy.
Said, let her have them, and we'll just replace whatever it is. And
right.
I was like, I'm telling you what, if they're my shoes in there, I'm going on that bitch's car, and I'm getting them out. That bitch is not taking my shoes.
Wow.
Because there were other girls, and I was like, you know what, it's not my stuff, so it's not my place, but
yeah.
Your stuff's in her car.
Right.
It was ridiculous. It's like, you make that much money, you have to steal people's stuff?
Yeah.
Like, that's just insanely, like, I don't know.
I know, but remember Winona Ryder also, you know, shoplifting and shit, so I think some people just have these problems, you know? They don't really need the stuff. Or it's not that they can't afford it. It's just maybe the challenge or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She was throwing temper tantrums, too. I think she was on something then. Honestly.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. Stay tuned. We have a lot of shows today. You know, I was counting, and I realized we have about 12 to 15 shows every day.
Wow.
So you guys want to tune in and listen to a lot of great stuff, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You've been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.